Welcome back to another episode of Good Influences from our brand new studio, our new set. It's our first episode here. Can you believe it?
I did buy a $20 million home to have the studio in my home.
Guys, so it happened. We got a deal with Sirius.
Yes. So we upgraded our cameras. We got new microphone stands. It's a whole new studio.
And it's so close to where you guys live, too.
Oh, my God.
Too.
I was going to say.
Not dox us.
Oh, well, I mean, it's pretty vague.
It's literally next to my house. Yeah. It's in my $4 million house.
Yeah, we built the studio in the house.
Yeah, it's a lot closer.
Classic me complaining about waking up early. The amount of time I'm going to save is going to make my life so much better, and I'm so excited that you guys are cool with this.
Normally, what time are you waking up for our podcast?
When we film, people hate when I talk about this.
Yeah, I saw that in some comments yesterday.
That I'm just like, just quit complaining about waking up at 8 a.m., Mike. Like, you're an adult, and I get it.
You can do whatever you want.
I get it. But what I was going to say is, normally what happens is we wake up, I drive to Aaron's house, then the three of us will drive from Aaron's to the studio. This podcast studio is shorter than the drive just to Aaron's.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was wondering if you were going to be like, can you pick us up? And I would have been like, no, like you're out of the way.
No, you guys can come to me and I can drive us because I feel like I'm on the way, no?
No.
I feel like it's out of the way for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Parking's kind of limited at your place.
Yeah,
though.
Parking is harder at your place than here probably.
Yeah. No, that's like fully out of the way.
It is. Yeah. It's literally 7 minutes from my
house. That's great.
And I'm sure we've talked about this before, but our old place was like a 50-minute drive. I mean, between
minimum.
Like 40 minutes and like an hour.
Yeah, it was a road trip.
Yeah.
It was a trek.
It was a full-blown commute, which we know many people
do that.
Commute.
That's where they have the time to listen to.
Yeah, that's where people are listening to this on their commute now.
Which when I was like commuting in New York, that was the thing that saved my sanity was being able to just listen to like comedy podcasts. It helps 40 minutes to
you're
an hour
welcome,
go by.
Everybody.
Yeah, exactly. If you're listening to this on your commute, hope it's going well. I guess if you're listening, I wonder. Let us know if this sounds any different because it's
crispier?
A whole new.
Oh yeah.
I feel like these mics are better.
This is the coolest mic ever. Look at this.
It's so smooth.
Oh, no. I love it. I feel like I'm important.
You do look
a
little
that's why we're here.
Political. Yeah. Like, this is like, Aaron, in your race for the Senate, what are your thoughts on the coalition in Iraq and how that affects the growing economy of the Northeastern colonies?
So happy you asked, Mike.
Okay.
I just think that we need to send in Taylor Swift, and she will solve all of the world's problems.
And she's right.
When is this episode coming out?
Oh, like July.
Oh, right. Wait, this is like a post Super Bowl one.
Yes, yeah.
Super
Bowl. We are filming this before the Super Bowl.
So wait, do you?
I can't believe Kansas City won.
Yay! Taylor Swift got proposed to.
You know, there's like so many bets happening right now about like the Super Bowl. Like, oh, will like Travis Kelce propose to Taylor Swift?
No way.
Swift?
He's not going to.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, people are like betting if like Taylor Swift is going to like show her cleavage or not.
No,
what?
Matt.
Well, because she wears a big hoodie to like every game.
What?
And, like, will she wear a different outfit?
It's because it's freezing where she's been. I think
220. Okay, yeah, this goes up.
Oh yeah, it's in Vegas, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, duh.
But isn't she flying from Tokyo?
Yeah.
To get there.
Yeah. But she has like plenty of time. She has like 13 hours by the time she lands.
13?
Right?
Really? 13.
I heard.
No, that's like how long the flight is.
Oh,
but that's
not
also if you're flying like on a commercial plane. I don't think it'll take 13 hours.
Mike, did you know that this is Taylor Swift? The Super Bowl will be Taylor Swift's. Okay, first of all, her favorite number is 13. She was born on December 13th. It's been a thing her whole career.
Okay.
So it's not like a new thing.
Okay.
The Super Bowl will be her 13th game at the Chiefs games, like of her attending the Chiefs
games.
Mm-hmm. And it's on 2/11, which when you
equals
add those up, 13.
Equals 13.
That's like Season of the Sticks. 8 plus 2 is 8 minus 2 is 6.
And well, that's why I thought that was funny.
Yeah, it was. Okay, sorry.
There's
continue,
one more
Carly.
Thing. It's another addition.
I think there was like a couple.
Yeah, it's really weird. There's also so many like.
God, her announcing, I mean, this is old news already, but announcing her album at the Grammys is the smartest thing I've ever seen
really?
In my life.
Oh my God, he's not being a hater.
Wow. No.
People are not
pissed.
Liking it.
Who's not liking this?
I've just seen people like, I mean, they're basically being like, it's everyone's night and she's taking it.
Dude, like, she won the Grammy and she's, Ed Sheeran, when they cut to him, he goes, she's a genius. Like, he mouthed the word, she's a genius, to someone he was with. And it's, she doesn't do, every single person in America that cares about music now knows that she has a new album coming out. The amount of press and promo
as
that
if
she,
they wouldn't.
No, but like, the amount, but just the way that she like announced it on the night of music,
of
like for the entire music industry, she probably just saved so much money on like interviews, promotions,
she doesn't
advertisements.
Do any of that.
She doesn't do promo for her albums when they come out?
Like her,
in terms of what?
Interviews, not, no, really. Photo shoots. What does she do? Just post really. On Instagram?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, she doesn't need to do like press tours for
she
it.
She only does like really trusted interviews. Mm. Like she did Zane Lowe when I think Folklore Evermore, I can't remember which one. Because she likes
yeah, but
a
like
lot.
She's not going on a press tour to promote
no,
the album.
Yeah, she's not going to be on Jimmy Fallon anymore.
Like she oh. literally just posts on Instagram and is like, see you besties.
Yeah, yeah. And the whole world is like, we're here.
No, I think it was great. I
it
thought
said
it was
like her most liked photo. And so many people on Twitter, like at the time, it was like within like minutes, there was like millions of likes or something.
Oh, it was it was like one of the fastest, most liked posts I've ever seen on the platform.
Yeah. And everyone on Twitter was like, well, where did all these people come from? And now we're never going to be able to get tickets.
Well, now we will because people don't like her again. So maybe we
I don't think
be able
I
to.
Think more people like her than
yeah,
people.
Yeah, it's usually a small minority
but
of haters.
She is going through a...
If she went to the Grammys and if she ended up not winning anything, do you think she would have dropped the album still right then
I have
and
an
there?
Answer,
she's
actually.
Got plans.
What would be yeah, what was her
as well?
I saw a TikTok and she was on stage in Tokyo night one. This was yesterday or the day before and okay. she was like, "My plan was if I didn't win anything, I would have done it here opening Aww. Night."
They were probably oh. like, why the fuck are you telling us that? We would have rather you done it here.
I know. But I think that just goes to show, like, because in my mind, I was like, she had to have known she was going to win if she was going to announce it. Like, yeah. that seems so planned, but, and maybe it was, I don't know. But yeah. she literally was like, if I didn't win anything, then I would have done it tonight.
How internationally friendly is she when she does these international Super. Shows? Is she like, konnichiwa, yes. Tokyo?
Yes.
She's like, okay.
There isn't there one meme of her, like, someone from Australia?
Oh, uh-huh. Sydney.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sydney.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I've asked you guys that. Why is that such a big deal? That
I think it was just like one night. Okay. She did that.
It was the one that was also recorded.
Oh,
so it's
it
one that people all over the world then were like, wait, this is so funny.
So the Eras movie that her the experience that's in theaters, that's just one night or is that a compilation of many different nights throughout the tour?
I think it's a couple nights.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she recorded her, oh, the Eras one, yes, was only, I
it's
think,
like,
two
you know,
nights.
Like comedians film their specials
right.
like, multiple nights.
Some clips and are even rehearsals or mic, yeah. Or, yeah, mic checks
it's
and stuff.
It's very much like that.
Ah, interesting.
So how was yours commute to the new studio? Did you guys drive together separately?
We drove together. We also just live so close.
Okay. Yeah.
It was like 10 minutes.
Isn't it, it's so pleasant.
So
And
pleasant.
It's so not, you know. Nasty in a certain way.
It seems more sanitary.
Seems more sanitary.
I was like, Carly's really going in.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the commute. I'm like, where are you? Where have we tried?
No, I fully moved
roads?
On to the studio.
Yeah,
also,
guys.
Also realizing no one can see because we don't have the wide shot, so no one can see the giant screen behind us. But
oh yeah,
but
it's so cute.
Maybe we'll take a picture really and pop it up on screen here.
Yeah, yeah.
If you can remember.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It's well, enormous.
Okay, so should I backtrack?
Sure, Carly. Why don't you go ahead and let everyone know the whole truth.
I'll start from the beginning.
Yes,
I was kind of the first person to...
Which, that tracks. I think that's the fun part of the story. Matt just so happened to come across...
I did.
No pun,
How did you
no
find
pun
it?
Intended.
I did. I was just scrolling on my TikTok feed, and sure enough, like, there is a clip from a podcast, and on the clip of the podcast
is a
porn star. A very recognizable porn star. And I was like, oh my gosh. Wait, that's our set. Oh, well, I know there's different podcasts that are shot on that set, but like this is a porn cast.
Set. Yeah.
Just to clarify, you're talking about the old studio where we've been recording Good
yes.
Influences. You saw
yes.
a TikTok of other people on that set.
On that. And then after we recorded one time, I was like on my ride home and I go, I'm just going to listen to that podcast to see what it is they talk about. And I even had it like on 2x speed and they're like, and guys, guess what? We just shot like a POV on the set, so check out our only or their Patreon or whatever. And I'm like, wait, do they mean like this, like that set, like the room? Because the way they were talking about it seemed like it had just happened.
Yeah.
And so I'm like trying to like Google like clips of this podcast, see if I can find it. Luckily, we have Miss Erin here who has access to the database.
Well, we all do. I just subscribe to it and pay.
Well,
it.
I think he means
so
like no
user
names or anything to like buy.
You're familiar.
Yeah, yeah.
You're familiar with the
yes,
site
yes.
and how to get around.
Yeah.
And
got it.
So I'm like trying to like screenshot all this and tell you guys about it. You subscribe right there on the spot, and we discover that this isn't just one little scene that went down. There is
it's multiple,
a plethora of and let's just say like those seats and those mics that we were using.
My chair.
There were no seat covers, let's just
say. No seat covers.
Let's like paint a little picture since we can't post a photo of it.
Should
like,
we just should I get into one point,
so I subscribed to their OnlyFans and there was so much content. Like we were like,
Carly and I were dying laughing. Because we thought it was like a one time thing.
Yeah, but like also we like to me it's still funny.
No, 100%.
Like I'm like, ew, but funny. Mike is like
This ruined my month.
Yeah. No, like he lost sleep.
I forgot about it until you guys would bring it. Like I put it in the archives of my brain because I can't even think about it.
Yeah, like the thing, like he won't even like Carly like touch his shoulder. And like now he is witnessing people like getting bent over backwards on his podcast
I couldn't even watch more than like a couple. Like the second I like registered what I'm looking at, I had to. I can't.
It's like a scene out of a horror movie where like someone like buys a house and they discover a bunch of like VHSs and they're like, "What's on these?" And it's just clips of people who've been murdered inside the home you're in.
It's the same exact thing,
like over and over. Like the same thing. And even if there was like different furniture, like for like if it was just that's the room where they were making it happen, but if they at
different
least
rug.
A different yes, a different rug
because we did watch a girl.
On the carpet.
And that's where our feet go. And but I will be honest, whenever we recorded after knowing that, I never thought about it like once. Well, I would like think about it maybe, but I wouldn't
did because
like,
my
out.
Microphone smelled like Lysol.
Oh. Well, at least it was clean.
No, I know, but then I was like,
why does it have to be Lysol?
Yeah. Why does it have to be clean? Just put on a brand new mic cover for
it.
Get
that point.
Yeah, put on the condoms when they're doing it.
Get also like unclear, you know, like we don't know their schedule. So it was very much like they could be coming in like right before us.
And there was a Chris D'Elia clip where he was in there too on one.
So the first one we saw was this guy. They flew in. He was a fan of the podcast and he had cancer. This is the one you found.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
yes.
He had like a Make-A-Wish.
And they were like talking about or whatever. And they're like, oh, this girl gives the best. And then she was like, do you want, the host was like, do you want one? And so then they like give this guy with cancer a. But it's just like in our podcast studio. Like, and I was where like, we this sit. Is funny. But then we kept going through. And
I'm
going like,
to be sick.
First of all, it's just like a host and he is never involved from what I've seen. Like he literally is just like, oh, why don't you two just f*** each other right now? And then they do. And he just sits and commentates.
I think he's in a relationship or like married too. So I feel like that's why he doesn't maybe. I don't know. Maybe he would. If he
I did watch one where he was like, I'm getting a little hard right now.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Did anyone bring a Xanax? I'm going to have a panic attack.
Are you like producer guys? Like they don't even know what has been shot in this room. Yeah. He's just like.
But the craziest one I saw was they had like four girls on who were, I believe, all stars and it got to the point where they literally looked like human centipede on the rug
like naked
on the chair like
you were crying laughing when
I was
you were watching this
well just because like the, it's so funny
it's so,
like
it's absurd.
I'm not laughing
happen.
At like the act I'm laughing at like oh my god like of course this is happening where we record
and it's
like,
funny because it's Mike
this is how we're finding so out like... yes like I'm laughing because like I know what Mike's reaction is like that makes it funnier to me for the most part like it didn't really bother me that much. It was just like pretty funny. But there was one that I was like, okay, this is a little weird, was when the guy who would record our episodes, I saw him in the recording like
on a phone
like close up clips. I'm assuming it was like for them to post, but I was like, this is so fucking weird. Ultimately, I don't think that's like for me, like that wasn't the reason that didn't want to record there. It's like the distance.
It's really just the logistics of the distance.
Yeah.
Totally.
But then also like we did have a few episodes that were lost and like those points
of that. Yeah.
We needed a change.
Angles that were lost.
2024.
Audio is weird
sometimes. It's a new era. We're happy to be here. We're happy for it. Honestly, we built our podcast there. We started there.
Yeah.
It was a different time. We also had different requirements back then. Now we have the autopod. We have, we realized we're only doing two mics instead of three. So like we have
cameras.
And this place, I don't think the place that we're recording even existed. What
did you think of something else?
Cameras instead of three, not mics. Laughing.
What did I say?
two mics instead of three.
Oh, I wasn't laughing at that. I was back to the porn.
Good. I'm like, surprised like, just nobody had put that together.
I don't know.
No one ever warned us or
you think it's so funny because
where's the crossover, you guys? Yeah.
No. I feel like it was either Aaron and I were talking about it briefly on our podcast or something, but somebody was like, or maybe Joe. Actually, it was Joe. He was like, oh, Jason just had that guy on his podcast, the guy who like is that podcast. It's his podcast.
Pillow Talk?
Yes. Oh,
that's
I forget his
their,
name.
That's their name, Pillow Talk. Pillow if any Talk. Of this is like interesting to you, you can subscribe to them on OnlyFans.
And honestly, like, Would you guys... sex workers is totally fine. It's just like the fact that there was like porn.
We'll be right back after quicker from today's sponsor, Daily Harvest. When it comes to eating well, it can be a total guessing game. If something is easy to prep or looks good for me, the label could still be full of ingredients that I might be trying to avoid. That's why we love Daily Harvest, because they say no to gluten, fillers, seed oils, added sugars, starches. So all you have to do is say yes to delicious, easy to prep smoothies that never leave you wondering what's really in my food. Daily Harvest really takes the guesswork and effort out of cooking because they deliver delicious smoothies and other options that are built on organic fruits and vegetables straight to our door. So we can get yummy smoothies and meals that are ready in minutes without the trouble of shopping, prepping, or cleanup. When it comes to variety, Daily Harvest is always keeping it exciting. They have tons of great smoothies and other meal options that look so delicious, so we never get bored when it comes to meals and snacks. Some of our favorites are the dragon fruit and lime smoothie. They have the acai and cherry, which is my absolute favorite. It's truly a treat every time I have it. And by using only recyclable and composting packaging when possible, Daily Harvest is doing their part to take care of our earth, which helps us limit our waste and feels good. So, take the guessing out of eating well and try Daily Harvest. For a limited time, go to dailyharvest.com/good to get $30 off your first box plus free shipping. That's dailyharvest.com/good for $30 off your first box and free shipping. dailyharvest.com/good. Check it out. Click the link in the description. It really helps the show. Check out Daily Harvest. And now, back to the episode.
Anyway, I'm happy we're here. Happy for all the good times there. I do like the studio a lot. We filmed here yesterday, Matt and I, for Hoot and Half.
Nice. How was it?
I mean, it was great. It was great. So easy. Smooth.
Are you going to film here every time?
For yeah, and so that means we don't have to record at my house anymore. Nice. Patricia's all excited about what the next bedroom can be. Not the baby. You're really pushing this baby to happen.
She's like the Love is Blind people. Do you remember how they got in trouble? Like Nick Lachey's wife got in trouble for... She kept on the reunion being like, so when are we having our first Love is Blind baby? Like, she's very like, who's having a baby? And then
like trying to like see who's pregnant?
Just like... really excited about one of them having a baby.
Okay.
Basically, well,
that's like right. And people were like, didn't like
people
how
did
much
not
she
like
was...
it because they were like, that's not very appropriate. Like, what if some of these people can't have kids?
Yeah.
But she was like, pretty like, it was like, okay, relax.
Like, she was like drunk during that, right?
I would assume
they're
all
hosts.
Drunk. I agree.
I can never watch the reunion. I'm like, oh.
I never watch the reunions because they're also boring.
I think the new season's coming out soon.
Thank God.
Her Love is Blind.
Yeah.
And it's still the same shtick where...
Mike, you should go on that.
What is
oh
it?
Oh my God, Love is Blind. Do you know what it's about?
No.
They should make a Jewish Love is Blind.
Do you think you could fall in love not looking at the person, but like talking to them through like another room?
Like
and you're
the game
just,
show.
Yeah, just like, oh, kind of like the, yeah, sure, the naked attraction? Or the,
no, like no, the old school
one. The old one where they would put people in like the boxes and they'd be like, contestant number one.
Like mystery date, or yeah, mystery date, like, you know, and be like, guy number three, what is your ideal dinner? Do you think, but it's more longer and it's over the course of like weeks and you got to interview and figure out who you like.
Can you ask and about then, what they look like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they can describe themselves.
You get engaged before you see
each other. Oh, absolutely not. See, that's
get
the part.
Engaged
that's
a person
part.
I've never
married.
Seen before.
Well, yeah, you like meet them. They like, there's this long hallway and you like spend weeks in these rooms, like not being able to see them. And then they lift the doors open and then you see each other for the first time. And then you're there like, will you marry me?
Without sounding like a, what? Go ahead.
You would just be like, are you Jewish? And they'd be like, no. You're like, it was nice talking to you.
I think you'd be an entertaining contestant.
Oh,
for
my God.
Sure.
If they had, so if they did set it up to only have Jewish people.
Yeah.
But here's this, I'm going to sound like maybe a not nice person, but like, are all of them of the same attractiveness? Or
no.
Do they like... Some people are really attractive and some people aren't
I would say
traditionally
like,
attractive.
They're all like pretty traditionally attractive.
Does
very,
the guy,
like,
do the girl,
they're very
know
like
what the
all
guy
in their
like?
Mid 30s. They're not like young. No one's usually like young and like hot.
I feel like Sometimes. A guy last season was like 25.
Do the girls know what like, the guy looks like?
No,
oh, it's
knows
blind
what
both ways.
Looks like. Yeah.
And it's one versus like. Is it like the Bachelor?
Blind both ways.
Well, is it like the Bachelor where it's like one guy interviews a bunch of girls,
no,
or is it
no.
a bunch of guys, a bunch
it's
of girls?
It's like a bunch of
ten
people
guys
dating.
Or
like it's a big mixer, so you got
to
keep notes on like you like
who
this person. Sometimes
to.
Guys have been busted because they're like Michelle, and they're like it's
no.
Beth, and you're like
oh, that would fuck me up. I would for sure not remember who's who. I would need to have a lot of notes. I mean, I feel like I could. I feel like that's most of who a person is. It's like their voice and how they think and talk and act. But
okay, now do you think if you were on a dating show, so now all the guys, they go off to like the guys' quarters, you know, and they all like talk and hang out.
So I would hate
the guys live together and the girls live together.
Do you think you would make friends with like other people on a show?
I'd want to go hang out with the girls and gab away. Who do we like? And who do we not like?
I know. I think, like, do you think you could?
I think so.
I feel like I could too.
You think you could find love?
I think I'd be delusional enough to be like, no, it's love, but it like wouldn't be.
Yeah.
If I ever was like on a dating show, I think I would have done well on Love Island. Mm. I think so. I think I could like find a girl, because the whole thing about Love Island is that they're like not sure about it. And the thing is, let's win over the audience. I know that I probably wouldn't be madly in love with that girl, but I definitely off camera, I'd be like, okay, do you like me? Do you like me? Do you want to like ham this up and win the fucking thing? And then just
do
that.
Like honey?
Yeah, I think they do. They get like $500,000 and they split it or something like that.
That I would do. If there's money involved, I'll make the deal and then... Well,
I did not know they got paid on Love Island.
I think there is a cash prize.
You got paid.
At least season one.
It's probably what keeps them motivated.
Yeah, but then...
I've never really watched it. Do you leave the island if you're not like with a... person?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so people like steal or like.
I went to Fiji with Natalie for CBS, and we got to meet all the contestants while they were like quarantined. This is like pre-pandemic, but like in their rooms because they can't all meet each other until the first reveal. But the most frustrating thing about watching the show is like how awkward people's chemistries were, and like some people really would hit it off, and even the ones that were together would go off to win, but like ham it up.
Yeah.
Make it good. I would give a reality show good TV.
Oh, 100%.
It says they get 50,000 euros if they win.
What's that?
Okay, 50,000. That's like $70,000. Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, maybe. Oh, I thought it was like $500,000.
There's also a show about like if you marry a millionaire or something and they trick the woman into thinking he's poor.
Joe Millionaire.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that too.
I like really that one old. A lot.
Oh, yeah, that was, like, one of the first big, like, reality shows.
Just hanging out in a room with a bunch of bros, like, horny bros who haven't seen a woman. Like, that sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Well, I do feel like, on Love Island and, like, all of these shows where you're just, like, this is the only thing you can do. You can't have your cell phone. You don't have, like, access to the real world. Like, you can get a little delulu.
I think, and you're drinking all the time.
Yeah, you're, like, you get lost feelings. In the sauce. And you're just like, oh, yeah, this I could spend the rest of my life.
Sorry, guys, doing dry January.
That's what would drive me nuts about Big Brother is that there's nothing, like there's no books, there's no magazines, there's nothing for you to pay attention to to like waste time on. You have to talk. And
no, Big Brother, they don't.
Oh, I was talking about Love is Blind.
Oh, yeah.
You just have to sit and chat and pass the time, and then slowly it all starts unraveling.
Yeah,
everyone talks shit about each other. You scheme against other people.
Exactly.
Would you guys do game shows? Like, would you do Let's Make a Deal?
What's God. That one?
It's the one that I won on with Wayne Brady, and they're you got to pick. You want this envelope or door number 3? And there's really no strategy to it. You just got to pick well, and you might win something, you might not, but it's a fun day spent, and we can talk about it.
No, I would want to be on like Family Feud.
Ooh, we could be on Family Feud.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
Can you do that as
not
they
do
a family?
Like celebrity.
Yeah, we'd be like a podcast.
So, we're against the Kardashians.
Thank you, SiriusXM, for buying this podcast.
Oh, yeah,
we're so rich and famous now. Thank you.
Like, I think
y'all
like,
are good influences, huh?
who hosts it?
Steve Harvey, right?
Like, he's so funny. I would flirt with him.
Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
He's the one who's always like, where someone makes a sexual joke and he's like, come on now.
Yeah.
Okay. No, he's just like,
what's the Howie Mandel one?
That is
Deal or No Deal.
Deal or No Deal.
That would be so
I don't
tense.
Think it could.
Or No Deal. Is that still on TV?
I don't think so.
I hate Deal or No Deal.
Really?
You learn nothing. Oh, which suitcase is it going to be?
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know.
The point. It's like gambling.
You win nothing. You learn nothing.
There's no strategy.
You learn nothing.
I know.
I
went on
like
Family
watch.
Feud, we'd have to donate the money, so you're not going to win anything.
Why?
Why?
Because we're like, because we are like people of interest, and so like,
yeah.
I still think because
we would be on the celebrity Family Feud.
Yeah, 100%.
Unless they just had like a random one. So when they do the celebrity one, they'll have like celebrity families go up against each other. They should do like a podcast event.
Ooh.
I used to play Family Feud on the computer. Me that too. Was my favorite.
I
oh,
did
you
it
did?
In computer class Ba-king! In school.
It would like make the sound when you got it right.
I love Family
See,
Feud.
See, I would play Deal or No Deal. I had a little like
You played
Deal
or No
game.
Deal on the computer?
Yeah. Oh, no. I had a portable game.
I had it at arcades, too.
I had a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire one, and I was learning things, and then I also had a Deal or No Deal one, and I would just get so pissed off.
I'd like to do Price is Right.
Mm. Price is Right.
Price is Right is a
where
lot
you,
of
like, guess the price.
That's a bit of strategy. That's a little like how
I feel
much
like I
is a
not be
how
good
much
at
is
that.
How
know.
Much is a gallon of milk? How much is a carton of eggs? Or how much do you think this Vespa?
Yeah,
is?
Are we shopping at Erewhon or Ralph's?
Yeah, where are they getting this pricing?
Everyone from LA
is
like $12,
not pricing? Hawaii.
I bet it's like the American average, like of the price.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then they do it down to the cent. Like, how much is this jet ski? $47,916.42.
And if that person guesses like the cent above it, and they're closer to it, they they get it.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really like that. I always liked Wheel of Fortune. I had a handheld Wheel of Fortune.
Yep. They're all really like the same thing, but just the different game show.
My brain struggles with Wheel of Fortune. Or I can't. I wish I would.
So are you bad at
doing crosswords and stuff that I'd be good at that. But no, every time I see Wheel of Fortune, I'm like, I don't know.
There's so many options.
Yeah.
It's also funny when there's like one that's so clear. And the person just fucks it up completely.
Wait, like, why does it, at the bottom, it always says like R-L-S-T-N-E, like.
Those are the letters that are left to guess, I think.
Oh.
Or the ones that have already been eliminated.
Yeah. I think it's the like
consonants.
Yeah.
Oh. But it's always R-L-S-T-N-E. And whenever I was a kid, I was like, it's Goosebumps. R-L Stein.
No, I always say
that's always at the bottom. That's always at the bottom. I think that's. I don't know. That must be some rule or something that they have just to remind the people not to guess those letters.
There's also like ones where people, it'll be like fruits and vegetables and it's like just missing the F and the girl will be like, Groots and Grutchtables. And it's like, it's right there. But I feel like when you're that in the show, you're spinning the wheel.
That'd be me. Like, I'd be like, I have no fucking idea.
And it's like so clear and people just can't fucking do it. Cause it's like, name a woman, name a woman. And you're like, I can't do it.
And you think that that wheel is really working. I don't trust technology that wheel
that
genuinely spins around and falls just right on where you want it to go. I think
it's rant. You think they're controlling it to like control the game?
I don't trust wheels. It's like just on a slot machine, but I think slot machines you'll still kind of win on it. But like remember I won't shout out the brand.
Yes, no,
but
I know.
But we've gone to some things where they've done these giveaways and I swear someone has been in the back and they
couldn't agree with you more.
Slow it down for people they like.
Yes.
Wait, what's the brand?
We're not
I don't want to say it.
I can totally see Matt at one of the things
just
like
being mad.
There's a way. There's someone back there.
I'm telling you, it's been more than once. It's like an influencer will step up and they'll go like this. They'll like look to the left, look to the right, give them a nod. The influencer spins it and they win the big thing. And then a random person, I'll go and spin it. And then I just get a $20 gift card.
Yeah.
And it's like 100% of the time the influencers win the big thing. And
it's an electric wheel.
We think it's like a rigged up wheel that, you can pick where it's going to land.
I can't remember what show it was. I think it was Family Feud or something. But they were like, it was like all about Taylor Swift. It was a whole Taylor Swift section or something. And it's like it was all older people, so they didn't know any of them. Yeah. But he'd be like, this is a setting on a washing machine. And it's also one of her songs or singles from Reputation or something. And they'd be like,
Delicate.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
But they'd
I was
be like,
try to get it.
Oh, sorry.
That was so fast. Oh, my God.
That's a walk in the park for us.
Oh, my God. Are you guys like big about your washing settings? Are you doing delicates, heavy cottons, all of that?
I have like two I rotate between. I do normal wash for everything, and then I do delicate.
What temperature water?
What temp? Because sometimes they say you should.
I do everything on cold water.
Darks are cold. Usually I do everything cold. They say darks make them cold and then whites make them warmer.
I have like a white cycle on my washing machine. So I do like bright whites and it's always hot.
It's always hot?
Yeah, it says hot. Yeah, I wash my
whites. The worst is when I lived in an apartment and you don't have it in unit and you have to go use the like unit one.
Disgusting.
And the settings are like perm press.
Yeah.
And like,
there's a little
like quack. And you're just like, what?
That was like literally my washing machine growing up.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know what these terms. And then it'll just be like a squiggly line. It's insane.
Yeah.
And if you ever go abroad, like when I was in Spain,
even think about doing laundry
or if I'm like in Tel Aviv or something, and it's just not, when it's not in English, you literally have no idea what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
Is this going to shrink all my clothes? Is it going to? But Google makes like a translator thing that kind of works.
Oh, but it like scans it all.
Perm Press doesn't exactly translate from like Spanish to English. So even still, usually I'll just have to find a local and be like, hey, I'll pay you $10.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what's a perm press?
I think it stands for permanent press. And that's about, that's the furthest my research has gone.
Yeah, that's, I'm like, what?
Like, I know you're not pressing my clothes because they still come out wrinkly.
Yeah. But is it like getting a perm?
Yeah, it's curly.
What does permanent press stand for?
I always do cold wash on everything. Okay. Also because I've read that like a lot of your energy bill comes from heating up your water in your washing machine. And it's also not good for your clothes to do hot water.
It makes it cause it to shrink, especially if you
But the reason why we were doing hot water is because back in the day, detergent didn't work unless the water was hot. But almost all detergents now are formulated to work with cold water. And so there's no real benefit to using hot water.
And don't we put in too much detergent than Probably. We really
That's
should
what they
be
say,
using?
Yeah.
Sure. I have a thing on my thing that says max.
Well, yeah,
the max is the max. You fill up like the whole cup of detergent, or were you using powder, pods?
No, I have a detergent, but there's like a line on my thing.
Oh, on the machine.
My actual machine.
Oh, okay.
That says like on the, normal
it's a front load
or
thing?
Max.
Uh-huh. Oh, I do it. In it, oh,
what do you use? Yeah, powder, same. Like a freak,
we do
right?
powder. Yeah. That's how Patricia was raised on powder, so I do powder.
It feels very like
dry,
like Tom and Jerry cartoon 1950s. Like, oh, let me put the powder in.
You don't get that nasty kind of goop that accumulates with, I think, liquid detergent. Like, you know, how if you really like looked like a front loading one and you kind of like touch the inside and it's like kind of nasty,
I guess.
I think it's a little bit more cleaner.
I use Tide Pods. One for you, one for me.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Rocket Money. So you may have some subscriptions that you maybe have forgotten about, because if I were to ask you to list every single subscription you have, what you're paying for, how much, it's probably pretty difficult. And I thought I could do it too, but I was wrong. And I couldn't believe how much money I was wasting. That's why we love Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps to lower your bills. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place, and if you see something that you don't want, you can cancel it with a tap. You never have to get on the phone with customer service. And they'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple of months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users. We're all part of that 5 million, and they have helped their members save an average of $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Rocket Money is truly one of my favorite apps. You hear me and Matt talk about it all the time. Definitely use the link in the description and check out Rocket Money. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/good. That's rocketmoney.com/good. rocketmoney.com/good. And now, back to the episode.
Okay, wait, it says permanent press refers to clothes that can remain minimally wrinkled if you wash and dry them properly. Permanent press clothes are often made of synthetic fiber, such as polyester, or specially treated to guard against wrinkles. So it's like an olden day thing when people would like really pay attention.
It sounds old. Perm press.
And then I discovered this too late, but apparently most like... not public, but in-unit washing machines that are, sorry, not in-unit, like apartment building where you have to go down to
like
the main floor or whatever.
Ones.
Yeah, community ones. You can just buy like a key to unlock it.
The
and
coins.
Then, yeah, then you don't need to use the coins. Or if there's like a button, there's like a code you press and there's a way to trigger
it's
it.
Such,
into.
Oh, it's such bullshit having to pay for a laundry.
Oh
when
my
you
God.
Rent. It's
it was,
like, just let me include it.
Yeah.
This is my first time since leaving home that in this new house is my first time having laundry in unit.
Wow.
Didn't have it in Hoboken, didn't have it in Brooklyn, didn't have it on our first move here.
Was it a coin slot kind of thing in the
Well,
other...
in New York, the thing to do, it's always easier to just take
Walk
it to a place.
Fold.
Yeah, and then they fold it for you, and it's like, you kind of do have to schlep it back from your house to yours, but
they would never be able to. I'm like, it's so heavy.
It is
Sometimes
heavy.
They deliver.
Yeah, they'll deliver it too. That was the best, if you have delivery, because it's just like, the amount of cognitive effort it takes to like, put all your shit, go to the in unit, and then remember 40 minutes later, oh shit, I have to go switch my laundry out.
I love doing laundry, but it's the taking it back to your room and putting it where it needs to go.
Even
Sometimes
that's
like
I'm the like, most rewarding
I'm
part,
gonna,
I know.
I'm gonna work just out of this basket. And everything's like folded, organized, but I get so lazy that, or hanging stuff up on the hanger. I just, that, I can do it.
Oh, because you have people that come and fold your clothes for you. So you're just not
anymore.
You used to, though.
Yeah.
That was
crazy.
I
have a wife now, man.
and she's not doing it?
No. Patricia and I, we do completely separate laundry. She does like
really?
All the, yeah. I don't make her do my laundry.
Really?
No, because.
Y'all need to take a husband and wife class.
No. I do my laundry because she would just make it like another thing she has to like do and worry about. And sometimes I'd be like, no, don't do that. But she does the bedding. You know, that do you have a Samsung washing machine?
No, or, where have it plays you heard the it? Swedish goes, national anthem at the end?
Yeah, it's actually like an Australian like song. How's from like the go? 1700s. Like, I don't know.
Because I think
it's like it's 14 minutes long. It's insane.
Oh my God. It's 14 minutes long.
It's so
You're gonna
long.
Drink that?
Yeah.
Mike, it's almost 5 p.m.
And we have a whole other episode. Or we're going to be back here next week to do a whole other
I'm drinking
episode.
One.
Are you guys not going to be up all night? Is that another one?
No.
That's for next week.
I've been also having a lot of sleepy time tea.
If you have like an espresso
flavor.
Martini, does that keep you up?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Well, I'm not positive, but I think so because one of Matt's wedding nights, I think it was, when we got those espresso martinis. Wait. Yeah.
Okay.
It was for the post toast. I drank a couple, and I don't know for sure, but I think it was I could not sleep that night.
I had to really rally her to stay out with me,
dude. I was
I was like, we didn't come here,
and then I couldn't go to sleep.
Some places have actually been getting rid of espresso martinis. They've been getting rid of the espresso, like they're not even making caffeinate because people have been becoming unruly in establishments.
I just think that if like you're gonna have an espresso martini, like you know you're going out.
Yeah. But like, the thing is for me, like even if I needed it for like the next 3 hours to go out or something, it would affect me the next like 8 probably. Hmm. So it's like annoying.
Yeah, the half-life of caffeine is quite long.
It's so like I drink a Celsius at noon. I probably finished it around 1 p.m. Couldn't sleep. And I was like, God damn it. I knew it was no.
Espresso martinis sometimes hit me and I got to go use the restroom, at like a bar. And I'm like, what?
You ever take Imodium?
Imodium? Are you 97?
Oh, let me tell you.
I can picture it. Isn't it like purple?
No, you're thinking of Pepto-Bismol.
No, that's pink.
No, I'm thinking of a white bottle with like a bright purple ass lid.
Imodium is like what is that? Stops Pepsid you from AC? Shitting.
Yeah, no, I got, when I went to Mexico, we got whatever the thing that
you
get there is.
So important to travel with it when you're traveling internationally.
If you travel internationally, and we went to like Tulum for New Year's and we ate at some restaurant and they were serving bugs as the dish. And I'm just like, this is a fucking nightmare. But they were like grilling up
crickets?
Yeah, like crickets and like worms and shit.
Mealworms.
And I was like, I don't know about this place. And everyone else is convinced it was at a different restaurant. I'm convinced it was the place that was serving bugs.
Are you allowed to eat that?
No, I did not partake in the bugs.
I can eat
Wait,
bugs.
But are you allowed to?
Kosher-wise?
Yeah.
There's a debate about it. Some crickets maybe are kosher.
Some crickets. The Jewish crickets.
Depends on the chirp.
If they're wearing a yarmulke.
Depends on the chirp is a very Jewish answer. If it chirps between 5 a.m. and 9 a.m., okay. Mm-hmm. But so we all go out, and the night that we're supposed to leave, we hear someone upstairs just having a tough time puking, and we're like, damn, that sucks. And then I'm sharing a room with two friends, and one of them wakes up at like 3 a.m. He starts puking, and he's like, how you guys doing? And me and my other friend are like, we're all right. And then like 20 minutes later, one friend gets up, and before we know it, the whole house that night, we're supposed to fly out at like noon the next day. It's 4 in the morning. Every single bathroom is being occupied. I started to feel it. I had to go onto the roof and just puke. I found a garbage bag and I just went on the roof for about 20 minutes. And people were like, is there someone on the roof just hacking up a lung? Because every bathroom was taken.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you did it over
when
the
was
no,
this?
No, no. This is like, I want to say 2021, like into 2022 maybe.
I had friends there that year.
It was like
all
going around.
All of them got sick. Remember Joe and Caitlin went? They got so sick.
It was going around, yeah.
Oh, there was a couple that Patricia and I knew. They got married and they honeymooned there. And then they got sick
as
well.
It was going. We discovered that like it was a big thing going around Tulum
area. They were there
for
New Year's too.
So we are, every single person is ejecting from both ends. From 4 a.m. and then at like no one went back to sleep, and now it's like 10 o'clock in the morning and it's 12 of us and we're all supposed to go to the airport.
Oh, the airport.
And
no.
Literally half of the house was like, physically, we cannot leave. They changed their flights and stayed in the Airbnb another night. And then me
they
and like
let you?
Yeah, thank God they had the ability. But like me and three other friends, we literally were just like, slowly, like, try not to, like, disturb the volcano.
Yeah.
Just, we somehow got to the airport and flew home. Oh. Thank God. But when we got back, like, it was still happening for 3 to 5 days later. And someone was like, I just tried Imodium and it changed my life. Yeah. And I've one or two times I've been, like, somewhat sick. If you're ever feeling, like, tummy aches and you're going to poop your pants, it is it is a miracle drug.
Whoa. Sorry for making fun of you.
No. Because it seems like it is. It's like a weird, like, kind of cringe grandpa drug. But if you travel, especially, like, yeah. I saw a tweet that was like, if you travel abroad without Imodium, you're digging your own grave. Like it's
TJ
your fault.
It when we went on the cruise.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, so like the one time I've been sick since then, you just pop an Imodium. And if you're ever like, uh-oh, I have a big job interview, I think I'm going to poop my pants. Just take an Imodium and you'll be smooth sailing.
Okay, my question is, how did you guys do on the plane?
Oh, it was an absolute nightmare. Really? I literally was like, every bump, I just thought I was going to...
But did you get sick at all?
I think I probably went to the bathroom. I think I spent most of the flight in the bathroom.
Have you ever thrown up into like a...
airplane toilet?
No, an airplane
like bag.
No.
I've seen someone do that though.
I've hit the point where I kind of get, not seasick, motion sick when the plane takes off.
Well...
You got your fire band. Because it's like, whatever. You know, it does this, and then it goes this way. And if I'm looking out the window, it's like, oh, God, no, I've hit this age.
Just put on your goggles.
This is making me motion sick.
What's that?
Outside. Oh, a little car. Like... a snake.
Reputation's dropping.
The worst is if you're on a flight and someone near you is puking in the back. It is so violent when they do it. No one ever pukes.
I've never experienced it, thank God.
Oh, it's the worst. There was one time a dog pooped. In the alley of a plane that
the
I was
alley?
On, like
the
in the
aisle,
little, like in the aisle.
Oh. Yeah, what do you? The alley, the aisle.
Who calls it an alley?
It's the aisle seat. It's not the alley seat.
It's like an alley.
I'm pretty sure the flight attendants call it the aisle.
It is the aisle?
It's an alleyway. Whatever. Okay, but this dog pooped.
It's a valley,
and it was. It smelled so bad.
Poor baby.
I know. I felt so bad.
Really what was the flight? Long distance?
I think it was like New York to LA, maybe.
Oh, poor
I know.
Guy.
It was like definitely the dog was like really nervous, but it was a big fucking dog.
It was also like 6 hours. Like, I got a shit.
Yeah. And it smelled so bad. And they have like they literally like cordoned it off. They called it a
toxic hazard.
Yeah, like
or
a biohazard. They go, we have a biohazard in the island.
Oh,
I was like,
boy.
What happened? And it's just a dog poop. And then they cover it with powder. I mean, they did a great job.
That was like in high school when like people would puke in like the cafeteria or something. Then they would cover it with like that. Like,
oh, yeah, it's like sawdust.
Yes.
Or you put coffee grounds on it.
No, it was the sawdust.
I like was so intrigued by that. I was like, what do you mean that just works? And I was like, why don't we do this at home?
Yeah, like, pick it up.
Like, why are we throwing up in bowls at home?
You know how, like,
the puke bowl,
the popcorn
was like
bowl.
The one thing, like, if you do smell it, like, it genuinely makes you want to vomit, but they think that's also like a defense mechanism, like, as humans, that, like, if someone starts throwing up, that means, like, we all should be throwing up because, like, whatever
we're eating
is poisoned. It's like to alert your pack or that whatever has been consumed is bad.
Okay, Joe Rogan.
Do you?
Okay. Well, primal.
If I were to like puke with that, would you?
I'm easygoing. Like I
no, like I'm someone who can like hold someone's hair back when they're getting sick.
You don't get sick.
Oh
no,
I feel like if I smell it,
like
then
I'm not
it
looking
me.
At it.
Yeah,
I'm not,
if
like,
I smell it, I
the
could,
smell it's over.
I could. If I wanted to, I could just go.
Ew! Not deep inhale.
I would just as a kid, I used to be really squeamish to it. I could handle it now.
The reason why I've read the theory of why you actually get motion sickness is because, like, the ability to be moving at a speed that your body isn't physically moving you is not a normal thing that human beings can do. So, like, the idea of, let's say, being on a train moving really fast or being on a plane or a boat, your body is not used to feeling those sensations without like you actually jumping or moving, but your eyes are seeing things move. And so your brain is like convinced that your eyes and your body aren't talking to each other. Mm. And that must mean you've been poisoned. And so you're feeling motion sickness to throw up whatever poison your body thinks is inside of you.
Whoa. I just thought you got motion sick because I hate you like a little kid.
Like a little kid.
Wait, what?
I'm trying to get to the lyrics.
Is this Phoebe Bridgers?
I hate you for what you did, and I miss you like a little kid.
Is this Phoebe Bridgers?
Yeah.
One time, it fell on heartbreak a year ago.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was also like if you get motion sick in the car, like if you drive, you don't really get it because if you're driving, you're like your body knows what's going on. But if you're a passenger just looking at the window, it's like, what's happening? I don't understand why we're moving.
They say it's good just to fixate on like one point.
I like that voice.
Doesn't really help sometimes.
Huh?
motion sickness.
Relief pants.
There we go.
I know, perfect.
Yeah, maybe you could try it on the plane.
I've been like borderline seasick before, but
I was so seasick when I went on the cruise. Like everyone was though.
On a cruise?
Yeah.
Ooh. It's the worst when like the boat is in a situation where it's corkscrewing, where you're like in between like waves. Like it's not going against it. All hands hoist the colors.
It's crazy. And then I had sea legs for like days after.
Oh, that's fun.
It was like
when you're like
for days after.
Yeah.
Sea legs, you still felt like the motion.
Wait, what is that again? Where
it feels like you're like on waves.
When you're lying in bed too, it's like you kind of feel it when you're lying in
that
bed.
That's after amusement parks.
Yes.
Like, yeah. I think I'm like on a roller coaster.
Yeah. Well, I was on a cruise for like 3 days and then it would just come in like random waves. Like I would just be standing somewhere and I'm like, I feel like I'm on water.
I kind of feel like that right now.
No, it was so uncomfortable. I hated it.
Or whenever we're at like South by Southwest, or if you're walking around Nashville where there's like tons of bars and like live music and you hear like drums going off, I get that like going to bed or after a music festival.
Yeah.
I hear like,
I feel like
the sounds
normal.
Of my environment.
Like, even ricochet. If like emo night, my ears are like,
that's why you gotta wear earplugs.
Yeah, when you hear your ears ringing after a concert, that's those like things are dying.
I know,
they're dead forever.
Bad.
Huh?
I saw that on a TikTok and then someone was like, that's not true.
Tinnitus? Oh, really?
Yeah, I like said that. On, I think, our podcast, I was like, I heard the creepiest fact. Like, when you hear that ringing, that's like literally every single one of those like fibers or whatever, they are like dying.
And then just
you
fake
never
news?
Get them back.
Hmm. That happens to me like once every like 6 months. I'll
like when you go to a concert or something?
Yeah, but I'll hear it like in one ear, but it only lasts for like a minute and then it's
gone. Oh, you mean like, dead. That'd be yesterday. Like, sometimes when you're sitting there and one of your ears
Just go,
Like,
what the fuck is that?
They're just saying hi.
Oh,
Patricia's
not very nice.
I need to get my ears checked. But then again, I feel like she needs
to go to
a... You're
fighting about that?
She needs to go to a speech therapist because I can't...
Your ears checked.
I can't understand a word she says sometimes because I don't know. And then also I feel like I'm really tall. At parties, I hear things on a whole frequency. I'm like, huh?
Yeah, you hear a lot of... Probably more stuff than I do.
A good tip when you're at a loud party, actually, it sounds counterintuitive. If you're at a very loud party and someone's right next to you, if you just... close your ears like this, you can actually hear the person next to you much better because you're blocking out all the ambient sounds. And if you're next to a person, they're the closest thing, that's what gets through.
Could you imagine just someone plugging their ears while you're talking?
Yeah, it sounds insane. And I'll do it sometimes. And I'll like fake it and be like, can you say that again? And I'll do this and to make it look like I'm actually listening. But you're basically blocking out all the ambient sound. And then it's just a little
but
tip
then
to
the
try.
Person talking would be like, I can stop.
Yeah, I'd be like, are you like purposely doing that or?
Yeah, I guess.
When like the fire alarm would go off when you guys were a kid. Did you guys have like an old school bell or was it like the...
At school.
Like the fire alarm that has like the little prism in it and like the light flashes. Was it like...
I think it was that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they would drill into our heads. Do not put your hands over your ears. It's loud, but you need to know that like...
Oh, what?
It's happening.
Okay,
so
I've
always like have never like held my ears.
You can still hear it.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
But yeah, loud and clear.
They would drill that into our heads to like not...
I think it's because they don't want a bunch of kids running around like this, and then if they trip and fall, they smash their heads.
Oh, good point.
It's like you don't want to run with your hands in your pockets.
Yeah.
Because if you fall, your face is taking it, so they just want your hands to be free. I think. That's my theory. Did you have crazy fire drills growing up? Was your dad like, any day now, and then 3 a.m. he just wakes you up and he's like, what do we do?
Literally not once, which is kind of weird.
He probably just was like, I know the house is safe. Like, it's never going to happen
I hope
here.
So.
Did your dad at his firehouse, what do you call them? Mm-hmm. Fire station,
firehouse.
Was there a pole?
Never. There's only like one in Omaha or two.
Didn't have a pole?
And they don't really use it.
But it's kind of silly. Just build it on the same story. Why are we making firefighters go down poles?
I think it's
like
New York
for the bit.
Like higher up. There's different levels.
Yeah, it's probably faster. It's much faster.
Did he ever pose for a sexy firefighter?
I really hope
catalog?
Not. If he does, I don't want to know.
John,
I really don't think so.
Let me know.
John and Contro?
Yeah.
All right, folks, why don't you go ahead and Google that? See if there's any fireman calendars.
Can your dad play the bagpipes?
No, but he was in a band.
Okay. There's a lot of, I know a lot of bagpipe groups are usually like part-time firefighters or like firefighters usually.
The crossover?
have a bagpipe thing? Or there's a lot of cliches. Was there a Dalmatian named Sparky?
One time there was at their fire station. It was named Sparky, but they did have a Dalmatian. I was like, you guys have to keep it, but I don't know what they did with it.
It just like showed up. It wasn't like the fire station dog.
Yeah. I heard Dalmatians are one of the worst dogs to own.
Yeah, they're really tough, mean.
Mostly because, and this I've read this before, I think it's because they have really bad hearing. So people think that they're not obedient, but it's just that they don't hear very well, and so they get startled very easily. What?
Nothing. I'm laughing at something else that I'll talk about.
Okay, that's it. That's the reason why. But I think Dalmatians are like a pretty good breed, but it's just if you know that they have bad hearing and you compensate for that, then they're a good breed. I think they're the cutest dogs.
Well, speaking of Dalmatians and puke, TJ's dad, when he was like a teen, he was so like drunk and he puked out of the childhood like bathroom window, and like it wound up being a mess, and then his mom saw it like outside and was like, okay, who puked in the house? And he literally told her it was the Dalmatian. He was like, the Dalmatian was getting sick, so I held the dog like out the window and it was puking. And she
pretty brilliant
him.
Pretty brilliant to this
is
day.
His dad
well no she, he, that's how I know about it, is like they told me about it and she was like, what? They were like, she's so gullible.
Have you seen the George Clooney interview where he talks about when he lived with that other actor and he used to prank him with the cat poop? Do you know this story?
Oh yeah, it's good. You should.
Maybe.
Basically, George Clooney was living with this actor. I think he's a comedic actor. He plays Larry David's cousin on Curb, that like really like annoying Jewish guy. Come on, Larry. That guy.
Yep.
I think that they were roommates, and this guy had a cat, and George Clooney would wait till the cat would poop in the litter box, and then George Clooney would scoop out the cat's poop out of the litter box, and then Clooney would take a human-sized shit in the litter box.
Oh my.
And did this for years, and this guy was just convinced that his cat was taking gigantic shits, and then he moved out.
He would clean it?
Yeah, he would like, yeah.
Yeah, just for the prank.
Just for the bit.
No, but then the man would have to clean George Clooney's poop, shit.
I guess,
that's disgusting.
It's insane.
But then didn't his roommate take his cat 70s to the vet?
Yeah, he like took it to the vet. I don't remember the end of the story, and there was something about like an art piece too.
I think the cat had to get like, basically like, not a colonoscopy for a cat, but they were like doing something like that because he's like,
he
my
took
cat
it
is
too far.
Yeah, because he's like, my cat's shitting so big, like it's not right.
He took him. And did he inevitably tell him?
I think he didn't, and he's like, he's probably gonna find out by watching this interview.
So it's just great that like people would do that for no reason, like not to film it, not to like, because
it was like the 70s and the 80s, like there was nothing to do.
Have you guys heard about this, like these like like cricket chirper things? It's like a prank. You can get these on Amazon for $10, and they're like tinier than like a USB stick, and every 45 minutes, could be every 3 hours, it chirps like a cricket. But if you go over to like someone's house,
a Jewish cricket,
a kosher cricket,
kosher.
You go over to someone's house and you just like hide it wherever in their
That's
house,
evil.
And it drives so them
funny.
Insane. Patricia's
that is evil.
Uncle That's did it to her parents, and it was driving them insane because they would hear it, but then
you can't find it then.
You can't find it because you're like, it's somewhere over here. And eventually she was cleaning one day and found it like above the painting, above their bed.
That is not even funny. That's just like mean.
Yeah, I know. They have other different ones that aren't just like crickets. There's like different sounds.
How long did it go on for?
Weeks.
Would murder.
Yeah. Don't do it to people.
That would be a cease and desist right there. We're relationship over.
The thing is, I feel like one of my cats would definitely find it though, because she's such a hunter.
Yeah, but like,
oh, like the cat.
Good for you.
I know.
But they don't have a cat.
I know.
Because I'm curious, like, though, if I ever did it to you, and I wouldn't, I would do it until you finally told me about that there is this chirping going on, and then I would tell
I
you.
I probably wouldn't tell you.
You think, oh,
I don't like to complain about things to like.
I'm just glad I know about it, because if anybody did it, I'd be like,
oh, I know what that is.
Yeah.
No one fucking does.
Yeah. Pranks are weird because I think like people think pranks are things that they shouldn't be. A prank should end up where the person being pranked is happy about it. Not, oh my God, you just ruined my fucking life. And then you actually didn't. Ha ha. Like, way to give me a fucking panic attack.
So the cat poop thing a prank?
Kind of, but like not really.
It's so disgusting.
It just sounds like a mental like mania. Yeah. It's insane.
The fact that he had to like go, like he did it for such a long time, and like had to go to the vet, and like
just lost
money.
George Clooney making his own poop Like,
that is gross. I would take that to the grave. I would never tell anyone I shit in a cat litter box.
Yeah, he's insane.
A lot.
Do you guys like getting pranked?
No.
Oh, but you like pulling pranks.
No.
You guys have pulled many pranks on me.
Yeah, we do like bits.
But they're not like...
Those are bits.
Yeah, those are bits. Those aren't pranks. Pranks would be like, oh...
You're just gullible.
Your car's getting towed? Uh-oh. And then you go outside and your car's... gone and you owe $1,000. Like, okay,
they're like, oh, the neighbor's trying to break in, call the cops, here's the phone. Like, that's a prank, but however, it doesn't leave you feeling that great.
And I feel like a lot of the times the things that happen, it's just like we all are like
on the same page,
we're doing it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you guys have mastermind prank, you guys have mastermind I think 4 or 3 pranks on me, and I just would like to be a part of one.
No, because you're the best to prank.
You're
or
just
to like
gullible.
Have a bit about
like, when we did the like stick season thing, like that was, we didn't talk about that.
No,
obviously.
No, that was true. We all we didn't even
yes-anded it.
I don't think we looked at each other. It was just, yep, here we go, folks.
Yeah, we're literally just pros. We're pranking pros.
But when we were interrupting you at the beginning of the last episode, that was, we said we were going to do that. Like, right. Every time you tried to talk, someone else said something.
That was on behalf of a fan.
Yeah, someone in my life was like, you guys should do a prank where you just talk over Matt for the first minute. And I was like, that's hilarious.
I actually didn't realize that was happening because I feel like you brought it up in the car and then we're like, we can't do that. And then I was like, okay. So then when it did start happening, it took me a little bit to realize that's what it was happening.
It was just like a normal podcast for you where just we're interrupting Matt. You're like, yep, no, business as usual.
I was like, wait, they are doing
that. I know. I think I just like started it or something.
Yeah.
But.
Well, no, literally at first I was like, Leatherman talk. Like he's literally.
Do you know how annoying I'd be if I did it the whole time?
Insane.
He was literally complaining about it and then you guys were doing it. And that's when I was like, oh, okay, it's happening.
Yeah, we're in it to win.
I also want to say a lot of our comments responded to the interrupting conversation and they're like, I actually really like it because it feels like I'm just listening.
Okay, that's awesome. That's great.
So I'm just letting you know, like a lot of our
I don't know
like
if you read the comments. Have you read the comments on the last episode?
No.
Most of the comments were saying you are right to voice your opinion. However, most people really enjoy the fact that there is less structure. We are very free flowing. They like the tangents. They like the idea that it's just us hanging out, talking over each other a little bit. We all have different voices. Everyone can really understand what's going on. And it's, they wouldn't watch if they didn't like it. So the 15 people on that Reddit that were like, man, they talk over each other. That's not our audience.
I'm saying we could always try better.
No, I will. Format. Agreed. Also, I will say there were comments, people being like, I agree with that.
Nope.
Nope. None of those.
No, there were. Aaron, it's not like anyone's right or wrong. I just think that it's like, I think he's letting you know so you don't have to stress about people being disinterested.
Yeah. That's what I
which also, but the other thing was I also stepped on you, I think, a little harshly because I think you were, I thought you were only speaking on behalf of these like 15 people, but you personally also for your own sake want to point it out, not just because someone on Reddit told you.
No. Which makes sense. I think it just reminded me to bring it up. And it was also something I could have said even way before we clicked record. It was just happening. And I was like.
Someone said it looks like Matt needs a hug.
Oh, thank
I think
you.
It's also because we do bits.
Yeah, it's you, Matt.
Not pranks, bits.
I know you guys just have all this bonding time before you come onto the pond.
Well, now we don't.
Now we don't.
So. Yeah. Dynamic's going to change a bit.
No, I feel like the mornings we can still scoop you up.
Like, don't be traffic-y.
Oh, yeah, like on the way, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Just well, how do you get there? Do you take the, you just start getting real weeds on.
Get real specific.
I take the 405.
You take Ventura?
Yeah, we take the 405 all the way to Santa Monica. And
the Ocean Avenue.
Ocean Avenue, and then we go to Promenade, and then we go to the Den.
I know, you know the movie The Holiday with like Kate Winslet and Jude Law? They're like, how does she land at LAX and is suddenly going on the PCH the opposite way?
Yeah, someone like really
agreed. Oh, because she's driving with the ocean on her right side.
Then she's in Brentwood. Like, how'd you get on this road? Like, I love that.
That's good. I went to Universal Studios over the weekend.
What?
You didn't tell me about this. What?
With my friend who was visiting from Tel Aviv. I just like wanted to take him to do something nice.
Did you go to Super Mario World?
I did. It is awesome.
Oh, it is.
I didn't do the ride, but like you start in a warp pipe, like the green warp pipe, and you walk through it and then you come out and it's like very dark in there. So your eyes get like adjusted and then you open up and this is what like taking drugs must be like. It is an unbelievable
experience. Mushrooms, am I right?
Did you get Birkenstocks?
I did.
Oh my God.
They're so cozy.
Earthy, crunchy girl.
I'm so earthy, crunchy.
Who is she?
Are those furry on the inside?
Yeah.
But you never like raw dog your own bare foot in them? Or
I haven't. I probably will at some point.
It's interesting because she raw dogs her bare feet in regular shoes.
I haven't in the past like 4 months, though, because my toes look disgusting.
You have to wear socks, Carly.
No, she doesn't.
No, my feet literally never smell. I think
that's not
that.
Even in the summer.
That's not the thing.
I just don't care. I have been though. I feel like I've been wearing socks for a good amount of time by now.
I have a shoe question. When do you say goodbye to a shoe?
I do it when I'm like, I don't need you at all anymore, and I just know it.
You're just...
I'm just done.
Goodbye to a shoe.
Goodbye to a shoe. I'm always holding on to these shoes. I have a good mix to where like they're still relatively clean, but then I'm like, I don't need all these shoes. Like, I understand a woman's like dream closet. They have so many shoes. You can wear so many outfits with it. Men, it's a little different. You need to have like a good loafer. You need to have some good dress shoes. That's steady. But sneakers, I don't like, when is it too many?
Look at like Jay-Z's closet. People, it's like a...
They're like sneaker heads.
Yeah, there's people like... my brothers, Sam and Daron, have like over 100 pairs of Nikes each.
What do they do with old sneakers,
though? How do they fit that in? They live in New York and San Francisco.
They're
at
my parents' house in the garage.
I do remember you telling us that.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's like a collector's thing, but for you, it's like, I would do the Marie Kondo thing. Like, does this bring me joy?
Okay.
If no, then you get rid of it.
See, what's weird about shoes, though, like sending them off to the world of like donations feels... Like, I feel better with a shirt. I feel like the shirt generally will be worn. I'm like, who really wants this, like, sneaker I've worn for, like, 2 years?
Well, if it's still usable.
Do they shred up sneakers?
No.
I just, the idea of, like...
This, no, they definitely sell
them. Like, you can, like, donate them to, like, homeless people.
Okay.
Those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Okay. I just hope homeless people are... I just hope shoe companies are giving homeless people good shoes. I just feel bad, like...
Tom's was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember when you can buy a pair and they'd, like, donate a pair? Yeah. The Toms.
Oh, Toms. I hated Toms. They look like little Peter Pan shoes. They were like ballet slippers.
They always made my friends' feet smell, too. Like, specific pair of Toms.
That is the fucking worst. If someone's, like, in your house, they take their shoes off, and it just, that, like, bad foot smell.
Couldn't be me.
I have to say something. It's unbelievable.
Toms were, like, made out of, like... canvas and shit. Like, yes, another child
who's
underprivileged in a different country is getting this shoe, but kind of like, this is a shitty shoe. Like, make it a better shoe.
That's how they can afford to donate them.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And then I also heard, like, Warby Parker, right? Their thing was every time you buy a pair, they would donate a pair to someone in like a developing country. And it's like, cool, that sounds great. But then you read the other article that's like, actually, this is actually hurting the economy because then optometrists in that area can't make their living selling glasses because it's like no one can fucking do anything right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's why we support Donald Trump. <I'm kidding>.
Making it great again.
King of my heart.
Oh, we'll know it by now if I've seen this conspiracy, which will air after the Super Bowl.
February 20th.
That Taylor Swift is being propped up by the liberal elite, and they put the Chiefs in the Super Bowl so that at the halftime show, Taylor Swift can endorse Joe Biden for president.
Uh-huh. Yeah. 100%.
She won't. I know. It's insane.
She won't endorse him.
That's their scary theory.
Before,
is that
last time.
I wonder how much she'll heavily do it. She'll be very pro-vote, go-vote kind of stuff, but I don't think she'll endorse.
Why?
I don't think
I was hoping she was going to do it at the Grammys.
I don't think people are that proud of it. I think there's going to be less endorsements and more
go-vote stuff. I feel like she'll definitely say, like, I don't like Trump. I feel like she'll say something like that.
I feel like when it comes down to it.
She will.
They're going to be our only two options.
Right.
The big T. I just saw something that, like, he wasn't on a ballot in Nevada or something. And everyone.
Trump?
Yeah. And I wish I was more informed on this. But I think.
Oh, my God. My button has been unbuttoned this whole time.
You guys have not. Like that.
Just he's like, ooh.
I look like a
look at all my chest. Okay. It's so embarrassing.
Like that.
You're on pillow talk, bud.
God, I feel like people think I'm... Never mind.
No,
it looked fine.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice.
Literally. No, also, the microphone's been covering it up the whole time.
Go back to what you're saying.
Basically, just that like the other candidates couldn't even win because so many people voted, like did a write-in and said like not interested in anyone. And he's just like got such a lock on him. I don't know.
Was I asking you about it or somebody else? Like these states that are... voting to not put him on the ballot.
Yeah.
How does that work?
He's not eligible
to be on
the ballot.
Does the other person just automatically win that state?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is like I think there was a ballot that he wasn't on. And
there's a couple now that it's passed where like they're forbidden.
But you need to get a certain amount of votes to like win. I think it has to be like, it's called a plurality, which means more than some amount. I don't know exactly how it works. I sound like an idiot right now. But basically...
I was going to say.
You sound like Carly and I every time we need to record on our podcast.
Do you want me to pull it up? Because I feel stupid not speaking about
it. Pull it up, Jamie.
Pull it up.
Pull it up, Jamie. Let's see.
Who's that?
It's Joe Rogan's pull it up guy.
The guy that follows Carly on Jamie. Instagram.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think he follows you. I think and you too.
No.
Oh, this is what it was. Okay, so when he wasn't on the ballot, there is an option to select none of these candidates. So the person that won the most amount of votes was Nikki Haley, but the none of these candidates won more than she did, which is like the people who would have voted for Trump. So he wasn't even on the ballot, and they still didn't pick someone besides for him.
The Curb red carpet, they were interviewing RFK and Cheryl.
Oh, God.
And the interviewer asked him, they were like, oh, would you be like VP for Trump? And he was like, I don't know.
Hey.
That's how he talks.
I know. Hey. I know. How would SNL make fun of that?
Him?
Like, yeah.
Have you heard Ben Kahn's impression of him?
No.
Ben Kahn does such a good impression
SNL,
of him.
SNL, like, make fun 100%, of his voice?
100%.
Oh, gosh. That would just be such a tough line.
All bets are off.
Wait, why? Is something wrong with him?
Yeah, his voice.
But, like, is it a medical thing?
Apparently one of his, I think it's like he got a vaccine that he had an adverse reaction to, and that's what it was.
Are you talking about RFK Jr.?
Yeah. And that's why he's super anti-vax, which
he's had
is
a
like,
lot of procedures done on it.
Okay. Well, he was talking and he was like, I don't think my wife would allow it or whatever. And then she got like, so she was like, yeah, that would never happen.
Oh, Cheryl said that?
And I was like,
that?
Okay, go off, queen.
Because I was like, Trump? Also, like being his vice president?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
which was confusing because I was like, okay, but you're married to this guy.
I mean, yeah. There was a picture of, I think, RFK, Cheryl, and Larry at like a dinner, and Larry just looks fucking miserable, which makes so much sense. I haven't seen the new episode yet. I need to watch it.
It was good. I liked it.
We'll talk about it later.
But I saw her at the Boston hotel airport one time.
Oh,
she was
really?
There like with him.
Did you say
like,
hi?
Cheryl? No.
I was one time walking on a beach and I saw Julia Louis-Dreyfus with her dogs, and her dogs came up to me and I like pet her dog.
Aww.
And I didn't realize it was her. I was like, oh, hey puppy, what's going on? And then I looked up and she was just kind of looking at me like, I was like, oh, nice dog. Have a nice day.
Guess who I saw this morning? Right next to me on the elliptical.
Will Ferrell.
Ooh. No, Jodie Foster.
Were you like, oh, I'm watching your new show?
No, but in my head, I was thinking, what if I was watching it? It was crazy because I had watched it last night. And
the fourth episode?
Yeah.
I watched it the other night, too.
And I was just like, that's so crazy. I'm seeing you on TV and you're right next to me. I was watching The West Wing.
The season. I'm just
people
like,
are not liking
literally,
it, right?
What the fuck is going on?
It's not that well written. I wish they were more... I felt like the first season was very focused on like the characters, like... every character had like their own moment. They would discover something from that character. It's just a lot of this back
confusing.
And forth of like, we need to be asking the right questions.
Yes.
Oof.
It's very weird, but like the acting's great, but literally.
It's getting a little too supernaturally.
Yes.
I want it to be a real crime. I want it to be
so
a real.
Supernatural.
Oh, really? Like magic and stuff?
A little bit of
like
witchcraft.
Vampires?
Yeah.
We both did this. You know, this.
A little bit of mumbo jumbo.
No, no vampires.
A little bit of spies.
Yeah.
It's definitely
like
getting
an old
a bit
TikTok
weird.
Sound.
That's a bit of spies.
Well, they never spies. Exit the brain.
Yeah, you
just
really
a
got
little
the.
File next.
I can't wait to circle back about Curb.
I know. I just haven't had a second. I need to watch it.
You guys will hear all about it in August.
Have you talked to anybody about it?
No. Oh, I did go to Latte Larry's.
I know. I was so hungover that day. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Texted
it
back.
Was pretty fucking sick.
Is it still there?
No,
it was
just
the
for
weekend?
The weekend. I ordered a bunch of merch, too. They have, like, Latte Larry mugs.
Oh, cute.
I think they'll still sell them. But it was also my friend's coffee shop that, like, they did it at, which is so cool.
Where was it?
Culver City and Venice.
You know a movie I watched last night? Have you guys heard about it? It's called Dream Scenario. It's
with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Is it good?
I
love Nicolas
it's
Cage.
It's a fun, like, wild ride. So, and I'm not spoiling anything. He's basically this guy who suddenly starts appearing in everybody's dreams. Like, most people in the world, everyone's just like, you were in my dream last night.
Scary?
No, it's like a quirky comedy kind
it's
of.
It's quirky comedy. It has these like scary moments. It's this really kind of like
maybe
freaky, weird film.
What's it called?
It's called Dream Scenario. It's
Nicolas Cage.
You can rent it for $6. I was waiting for it to go down.
What did you rate it on Letterboxd?
3.5 stars.
Oh, whoa.
3.5 stars. I had a little bit of higher expectations, but it's just a funny premise for a scenario of just like a guy who... Has a lot of parallels to like going viral or getting recognized for the first time.
I love your review.
Oh.
Obsessed with the interiors in this film.
seen tears.
His family's house is my dream house.
Oh my gosh.
People reading that being like, okay, but like, what's the movie? Yeah.
If you like In Tears, go watch it because that house is my dream house. Everything down to the art on his walls and the furniture is
you should look up who.
I did. I looked up two people and I was checking out their Instagrams, but they didn't look like.
This is a Matt Grippy review. He writes. Oh my God.
Oh, he has such good takes on things, though.
Yeah.
Popular this week?
My dad. You should follow my dad on Letterboxd. My dad's been writing like
Jimbo.
Good reviews.
How do I
really?
Find him?
I didn't even know he's had it. He's been kind of keeping, he only has 8 reviews up, but like really well written stuff.
It's the best social media.
Is it kind of the new like Rotten Tomatoes?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's for the better people by the people.
Do you? I ever since we talked about it on here, I literally get so many people following me every day.
It's people love it because it's like you want to be able to.
But I'm like not serious.
But people want your opinion on things.
And sometimes now that like I love it, I'm getting followers on Letterboxd, but sometimes I'm like,
Matt,
your taste might not be the same as mine. So if I'm watching a movie and I rate it that way, you may not like it.
I'm trying to find your dad. That. Okay.
I think it's just Jim King.
That's what
King.
People should add.
You have 3,500 followers almost.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
How do you things are
get
really
a brand deal, Matt. What the hell?
I've got 236.
Let's get it up.
You start having to promote movies you don't actually like.
That would be pretty cool.
Fuck. There's some of my friends. Followers?
One of my friends, though, he's too scared to like rate things because he's worried like producers will like see it and not want to work with him if he's rated a film
critical.
Bad.
Does
which
he
I'm
work
like,
in the film
yeah,
industry?
A little bit. Okay. Yeah.
It's just like one of us.
Yeah. That was me. I said that.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Nicolas Cage movies. Have you guys seen The Family Man?
Yes.
Nicolas
probably
Cage?
Like a long time.
Where he wakes up and has a different life. It's kind of like.
Unbelievable. Also, The Weatherman with Nicolas Cage.
This is on my watch list.
I think it might be I think it's like currently my top 4 on Letterboxd. It is.
National
I feel like
Treasure?
You would, I didn't like that one so much.
Raising Arizona?
Unbelievable. Masterpiece.
Nicolas Cage. What else is he in?
Can you not visually place what he looks like?
No, I'm just looking at his
discography. Oh, I thought you were like, what else has this guy been in? Like, let me see.
He's been in some wacky movies. Like, he had a huge dip
Ghost
in,
Ghost Rider.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did owed a lot of money movies. Or something, right?
Face Off?
Oh, yeah.
He was like a huge gambler. One. Yeah, he like spent his money on ridiculous things. And now he's kind of having a comeback. He's done some wild.
He has like a dinosaur skull, I think. It's worth like $300 million or something insane.
He has a lot of weird things in his house.
Well, he lived in that, like, in New Orleans in that house that was extremely haunted. It was like this house. They do it on part of this like haunted tour in New Orleans. Mm. I'm going to like butcher the story, but like basically people lived in this house that they built in New Orleans and they would like have parties all the time, whatever. And then at one point they like sent one of their servants to like go. They like lived under the boards or something.
This is a movie or his real life?
No, this was a real thing that happened
in
this house. And like the story that they tell on the tour of the house. But Nicolas Cage bought this home.
Oh, gotcha.
And so like whatever, something wound up happening and a guest wound up finding like in their attic, basically like all of these people like stitched together. Like this doctor was doing like crazy experiments.
Voodoo magic? Or?
Like no, like experiments on people. And so they like found all of these like then someone started a fire or something in the house. And then when they were like putting out the fire, they found all these like dead bodies in the basement and like all of these like weird fucking science experiments in the attic. And it just has like a lot of scary history and is like extremely haunted. Like New Orleans is very, very haunted.
Yeah. Becky, can you put in the bid for me on that house? Yeah. No. Yeah. We can raise the bid.
Yes. And then he literally bought the house.
Yeah. He's a freak.
Knowing that information, you couldn't pay me.
And then it was bought by
he doesn't live there anymore though.
George Lopez is apparently living in a haunted house right now.
Ooh. I saw him at an airport one time.
George?
Yeah. My friend was dressed up. It was on the last, I think this will be my last little story. Right. It was the last day of South by Southwest, and we were all like just so hungover and we didn't want to go to the airport. And my friend like went to Walmart and bought a full blown like dad outfit, like the bucket hat, cargo shorts, Hawaiian shirt, sunglasses with the chain, and just looked like a freak. And he went to the airport dressed like a but he was like 22 and he looked like an old dad. And we walked by George Lopez and George Lopez just kind of looks and like tilts his sunglasses down and just goes. And it was just like a great scene to make him laugh. But on that note,
love it.
Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Thanks for watching, as always, on our new studio, our new set. Let us know if you like it.
Loves it.
Don't let us know if you don't like it because we ain't going back. So positive vibes only. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Doodles.